This is Sex Crazy here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. First up is Nebraska Republican State Senator Bill Kintner. He explained in a recent radio interview why he believes there should not be any special protections for quote-unquote men who wear dresses. What he has against British comedians, I don't know, but he does have it in for gays. But what was interesting about this interview was that he says things that normally the anti-gay crowd goes out of their way to not say, no matter how much they might believe that it is true. For example, the interviewer said, "The First Amendment doesn't grant you the right to discriminate against other people and violate the civil rights that the Constitution also protects." And Kintner's response was, "Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does." And then he said something truly astonishing, things that you don't normally hear. He said, and I'm quoting, "Well, if you have a restaurant and they're not overtly discriminating, but, you know, they're kind of making it known that, you know, we don't like men sitting around in dresses, you know, that stuff takes care of itself. Word will get out that this place doesn't serve everyone, doesn't give everyone equal treatment. If you're a man wearing a dress, it takes you an hour to get waited on, and for everyone else, it takes 20 minutes. That's called bad service." And then Thompson asked, "But that argument was the same argument people used in the civil rights era. You're saying it's okay that if a black person, if it takes an hour for them to get service, that's just bad service, so a black person just shouldn't go to that restaurant?" Now, almost every politician would say, "Oh, no, 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 the black civil rights movement, that's an entirely different thing from gay rights." But not Kintner. He just said, that's called bad service. So that's what's so wonderful about his loophole in his own mind. You can use it to discriminate against everyone. But that wasn't all. He said, "If you have another protected class, you will have problems. So if you get an employee who is habitually late, he's just not a very good employee, and you sit him down and say, 'Joe, you're late too often. You don't get your work done on time. You're not doing the job right. You gotta straighten up or we're going to replace you.' And he says, 'You know, I feel like a woman today.' Now we've got a whole problem if you're trying to get rid of him." So basically, lazy employees can keep from getting employed just by wearing a dress. Well, what if you're already black and you're lazy and someone wants to fire you for that, and you say, "Well, hey, look, I'm black." Same argument. Doesn't matter if you never noticed that he was black before, and then he announced it to you, and you go, "Ha, be darned, you are black today." Any protected class could say, "Oh, you're just trying to fire me because I'm a protected class." But there are ways around that. You simply document the problems and why you're firing them, and it's going to be much tougher for them to sue you afterwards. But when you give it even a moment's thought, his argument is against protected classes entirely, since it really would apply to any protected class. But then again, I'm not sure you could say realistically that any of the things he says are actual arguments. They're just crazy. This next story features a state senator who's not just sex crazy, he's vindictively sex crazy. It's State Senator Tom Apodaca. Now, he's from North Carolina. Here's the story there. In Charlotte, North Carolina, they passed a bill that would protect transgender rights, would allow them to use the bathroom, because, you know, amazingly enough, transgender people need to pee too. And it granted rights to gay people, anti-discrimination rights. Republican representatives in the states lost their minds over the passage in the city of Charlotte of this bill. So much so that they decided they needed to hold a special one-day session, since they were out of session, which cost $42,000. In protest, every single Democrat walked out. The bill they passed and was immediately signed by the governor the same day barred any city in the state of North Carolina from having anti-discrimination laws against gay and transgendered people, and immediately nullified all the existing laws. At the state level, there are absolutely no protections for gay or transgendered people. But that wasn't a big enough blow for Tom Apodaca. So now he is talking about passing a bill that would force the city of Charlotte to cover all of the costs of their special session because the city dared to have anti-discrimination laws on their books. He is proposing withholding the city's sales tax revenues. And as for those Democrats who walked out in protest, he wants to see their per diem for that day revoked. It's not enough for him to win completely. He has to scorch the earth under his opponents. Now, the interesting question will be, since this is going to promote an awful lot of lawsuits against the state of South Carolina, if the Senate loses, maybe the Senate should wind up paying the legal bills. So apparently, Pat Robertson is a football fan. I imagine he really enjoys seeing all those big men jump on each other. But he is upset with the NFL because they oppose legislation in the state of Georgia that would be very similar to the law that South Carolina just passed. Well, bad news, Pat Robertson, because the governor decided that he was not going to sign that legislation after a whole bunch of business interests explained that that might not be in the best interest of the states, including the makers of The Walking Dead, who would walk their dead right out of the state if the legislation did get passed. Well, a veto override is going to be pretty difficult because the governor himself would have to call a special session together, or they would need a very difficult-to-get supermajority to do it themselves. This is what Pat had to say. These guys are supposed to be tough warriors in the NFL. Why are they suddenly going out to boycott a state because of some alleged offense against homosexual marriage? Actually, the legislation wasn't about homosexual marriage. It's actually about anti-discrimination laws. The state already has homosexual marriage, as does every state in the union. Anyway, he continues, these NFL players are not going to get same-sex marriage, you wouldn't think. What is going on with these people? I admit, it's still tough in the NFL to be out, but there are gay NFL players. And someday, some of them might want to get married, so yeah, I think they do get it.